in a way, we have to be slightly cautious about this $1 trillion figure, because some of this is money that is being given to the IMF as effectively as an insurance policy. The IMF now sees itself, it tells us, as a writer of insurance policies. And Mexico, for example, has just taken a loan from the IMF, a $30 billion loan from the IMF, but only on the basis that it can have the money if it needs it, if the crisis worsens. So a lot of this money is actually not being pumped out into the economy in the sense of being given to people to spend on goods and services in a sort of fiscal stimulus sort of way. A lot of it is being set aside just in case there are worse emergencies, because what ministers are really worried about here is that far more countries will have to join those, such as the Ukraine, that have already been forced to borrow from the IMF because their government finances have been left in a terrible state by the credit crunch.
Anti-poverty groups have expressed concern about the rising power of the IMF. What will this mean in practice?
It's very interesting that this summit has ended up with a very strong boost to the IMF's power, because one of the things the Prime Minister said this afternoon was that this was an end to the Washington consensus, which is the sort of set of policies promulgated really by the IMF about liberalising markets, freeing up financial institutions and so on, which many see is at the heart of this crisis. And actually, what NGOs are worried about is that by strengthening the IMF hugely, by allocating large sums of new resources to it, actually the risk is that these policies will start riding high again. And certainly the IMF does impose very strict conditions on countries that it loans money to, which has been a great concern in the past.
What effect will the G20 communique have on Britain's economy?
Gordon Brown was asked this question at the press conference, and he certainly said that he hopes that because we're all our fortunes are bound together, because this is a global economy now, he hopes that by stimulating demand all around the world at the same time, you help to generate demand for British goods and exports and so on, and some of the money ends up finding its way back home. And that because we're all so interconnected, it's impossible to sit in London trying to kickstart the UK economy if no one else is doing anything abroad. And so he's hoping that with all of us working together, the impact of things like fiscal stimulus policies will be much stronger.
What's your assessment of that?
He's right that it's important to work together, though one might also fear that he has spent an awful lot of time in recent months travelling around the world trying to boost political support for these sorts of measures, for reforms of the financial markets and re-regulation, for example. And these are very important measures, but one might argue that there are also crucial issues to be faced at home, such as the size of our deficit, our spending plans, what should be done in next month's budget, and so on.
And how significant, Heather, are these steps that have been taken towards regulating the international financial system?
Well, actually, I think that's a very significant area of what's been agreed today, because until quite recently, global regulation or any sort of international oversight of financial markets was anathema, really, to the US and to the UK. You know, we saw the City as independent and quite capable of looking after itself, thank you very much. And what's been agreed today is there's an existing body called the Financial Stability Forum, which consists of central banks and finance ministries and national regulators like our FSA. And at the moment, it's a rather informal body, almost like a think tank. The plan is to beef this up, give it a new title, a Financial Stability Board, and give it a much stronger role. And the FSF today has said some of the things it plans to do, including taking a good look at the pay policies of bankers right around the world, which, again, is something that until quite recently would have seemed quite surprising. And hedge funds are also going to find themselves coming under much closer scrutiny than they have done over the last few years.